Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Hello, everyone. Happy Freaky Friday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. I thank you again. I must just thank you and thank you again for sharing 30 minutes of your important time, time that you could be spending, which I'm sure you're multitasking, listening to me and listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and doing what you must be doing right now. If it's just chilling in the bed or doing your morning stuff. So I thank you so much for tuning in, all 14,680 views of you, okay? So God bless you, and happy Freaky Friday, and shout out to the NBA, and shout out to the NFL, too. I hope we're coming close to the end of the NFL lockout, so I continue to support you guys on both sides. Because I have my favorite executives and owners, and I have my favorite players, and also my favorite rookies and retired cats. Hey, let's have a good summer and have a good season. The Super Bowl is going to be played in Indianapolis, right? I mean, we're not even talking about, you could be talking about everything in camp, what's going to happen during preseason, what's going to happen during regular season. Who do you think would be have the potential of going to the Super Bowl? I mean, we should be discussing things like that right now. So I pray for you all to come to a compromise and a solution that's good for all of us, the supporters and everyone in the league, player association and so on. It was not my plan to just go into talking about that. I was just shouting NFL out. But that is just, you know, something that must be said. It's coming straight from my heart. Love you guys. But congrats to the Mavs. Mavs Nation is still doing what they do. So what, the series is 1-1, right? So that's cool. Shout out to the Heat also. My mom was like, well, Wade really played his game. You know, it really sucked for me because have you ever anticipated something and then you get really, like, tired or something? So I was really anticipating watching the game, and I got all of a sudden sleepiness came down on me, and I was just tired and exhausted. So I was able to enjoy, like, first and second quarter. My third and fourth quarter, I was so drowsy, but I kept myself alive, but I wasn't up and alive and perky. I didn't even get log into Mavs.com and ESPN Dallas to chit-chat with fellow supporters. But then at the same time, you know, I was just praying for a positive outcome for the Mavericks. Like, you know, Mavs are one of my favorite teams, but the Mavs, I mean, he is one of my favorite teams, and I love the players and the coach and President Riley and so on. But everyone knows that, you know, the Mavs, that's my number one team, Mavs and Hornets, you know, and so on. So just congrats to those cats. I was alert enough to notice how Mr. Cuban is really staying positive and staying quiet. I guess, you know, he's definitely waiting for the end of that championship winning game. So my shout out to Mr. Cuban and all his loved ones and all of Mavs Nation and Coach Carlisle, which is a terrific coach also. But I'm looking at yesterday's Wall Street Journal. It was predicted in there that they, you know, projected final scores that they'd like to do for selected games. They predicted that Miami Heat would be the victors in last night's game, game two, which was played in Miami. They predicted a 97.2 and Mavs 91.5. So that prediction was not accurate, you know. So yeah, I did come alive though at the end of the game. So good game. Wow. So looking forward to Sunday's game. Next game will be played Sunday, NBA on ABC. And I definitely be wide awake and alert and enjoying that game. They'll be back in Big D. I mean, that's amazing. Two wonderful cities, too, Miami and Dallas. Wish I was there. Okay, I have friends in both cities, and those cities are so, so beautiful. I only been to Miami once, and I love to return. But beautiful, beautiful city, beautiful people. A lot of my friends that I grew up with, not only live in Atlanta, but a lot of my friends, I have friends scattered everywhere all across the world, but some of my friends live in Miami. You know, not just people that I know through beauty and fashion and entertainment business, but people that I grew up with and actually went to school with and stuff like that, or you know, moved to Miami and so on, or areas outside of Miami. I have family in Florida, but in other cities in Florida. Yeah. But you know, today's topic, again, if you're not familiar with the song that played at the beginning of the show, if it's your first time listening, that was Austin Brown. You'll be able to see him live on Lopez tonight in July. He is a part of the American Royal Musical Family, the Jacksons. He is the son of one of the three kids of Rebbe Jackson and her husband, Nathaniel Brown, Austin Brown, and he is awesome. You can hear his influences, but what I really love about him is his originality also. Of course, you can hear, wait a second, that guy got to be a Jackson, yeah. So you can hear his influences, but then also you can hear his originality. And if you've never seen him perform, you know, visit his, join his website at austinbrown.com. And also follow him on Twitter at Austin Brown, and also like him on Facebook so you can be updated on what's going on. If you like what you see and hear, I'm sure you like what you just heard at the beginning of the show, and spread the word and support him because he's definitely exploding. Also, and Tuesday, Prince, his Royal Badness, will be celebrating his 53rd birthday. So Tuesday's show will be obviously about Prince and wishing him a happy birthday. It'll be his 53rd birthday, and he is still rocking. Matter of fact, you probably can hear some of his influence on Austin Brown also, because Austin Brown lists him right with his uncle Michael Jackson as one of his major influences. You know, in an article that I read, Austin stated that when he once spent time with Prince, Prince told him, I mean, a long time ago, Prince told him, you know, you one day, you know, be able to perform and be like, you know, similar to me, meaning because he plays several instruments also. He's multi-talented, plays guitar, piano, guitar, piano, drums, et cetera. But today's topic is about, it's a time for a makeover. Ladies, guys, gents, kids, pets, because some of us make over our pets. That's a booming industry right there. It's grooming, pet grooming. I once had a poodle, and I know his grooming was just amazing. He had to not only get his hair cut, but he had to get his nails polished. He had to always get a bandana. He always had to have fragrance sprayed on him, and so on. So when we talk about makeovers, this is a family affair. It's not just the woman. It's not just, you know, metrosexual guys. Guys, period, like to, you know, have makeovers or to polish themselves up. And kids definitely like getting makeovers. So is it time to make a change? In some areas, if it's not a complete head-to-toe makeover, just to tweak some areas. I know I could use a makeover. I've been on both sides. You know, I've been a beauty image consultant, fashion consultant since I was a kid. So that's the industry that I'm in. But all of us know hair designers and home decorators and interior designers. We all know people who are perfect at their trade. So we're not immune, people who work in the beauty and fashion industry. We're not immune from, do you ever watch, one of my favorite shows. Well, golly, something just slipped my mind. But you know what I'm talking about. Even people that work within the industry, we can always use a makeover. I'm talking about those who give makeovers. all, because a lot of times we look tired, we look exhausted, so we need our hair done, or we need to get manis and pedis. So nobody's immune from needing or desiring a makeover. So, like I said, sometimes you just want to change a hairstyle or add a certain garment to your wardrobe or whatever. So call in and share some tips, especially you beauty and fashion experts. I invite Mark girls and Mark reps and mentors and executives to call in, which you all know I'm a Mark girl. We had an awesome webcast last night. And you can start with a makeover shopping at Mark. And even, you know, you guys, we have items available for you to shop for, especially pertaining to skincare. And which you know, Mark is a brand of Avon. So if any of my fellow Mark girls are listening, don't hesitate to call in to share makeover tips. Because visit meetmark.com, but if you don't have a rep or whatever, visit my e-boutique, mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams. And there you will find not only, you know, beauty, makeup, and skincare, but also we have hair care. I use hair care products by Mark, and they're wonderful. But we have beautiful, nice fashion items. I have the hobo bag, but apparel, shoes, dresses, handbags, jewelry. Really, you can visit my e-boutique and change your and get a head to toe look. And if you visit my e-boutique, don't hesitate to ask me for any more advice. But you know, while I'm doing the show on makeovers, and I'm like, wait a second, I need to definitely mention and promote Mark products. And you know, so great. So thank you. So shout out to my customer base that I am working on growing. So I thank you all. excuse me for being just a couple minutes late. I thought my show was not going to air this morning because when I was preparing to begin the show, you know, during my prep time, the servers at blogtalkradio.com were going through some technical difficulties, and it seemed like I was not going to have access to my switchboard so I could get on air. But right at the 11th hour, I was still still preparing and for the show, just in case something good happened, and I was able to air the show this morning. So as I was prepping, I decided at the last minute, because I kept trying. So I went ahead and tweeted out to you guys that I was experiencing that the servers were down and I might have to reschedule. But I stopped with that rambling, but I was just letting you all know, because tomorrow will be a weekend edition at the same time at 5:30. So we'll be previewing, reviewing, and chit-chatting, talking about different things. But, is it time for a makeover, guys, ladies, kids, even pets? I've been checking out some websites. And some of the websites are some of the popular brands that we are all familiar with. I mentioned to you to visit meetmark.com. And, you know, you can visit my e-boutique also. But then also I've been checking out Revlon.com, Tips, Maybelline.com. Have some awesome tips, and Target.com, FocusOnStyle.com has an awesome website, and plus a YouTube channel, and HairstylesDesign.com, and also subscribe to some of your magazines like Men's Health, GQ Magazine. Even the men and women entertainment mags are good when it comes to, they're pretty, not just looking at nudies, but magazines like Playgirl and Playboy, they have good makeover tips in articles in those magazines like Playgirl and Playboy and so on. They have pretty good tips with advising head-to-toe makeovers and places to shop at. And it never fails when you're seeking to get a makeover. And I'm speaking from my heart, and I'm speaking from experience on both sides. As an experienced fashion consultant, beauty consultant, makeup artist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we all are customers and consumers. It never fails. Go to your favorite sales associate at your favorite stores, at your favorite department stores. If it's, I mentioned Target.com, if it's associate in the beauty and fashion departments at Target, at Walmart, at your upscale stores, at Macy's, Neiman Marcus, at Belk's, Dillard's, the specialty stores like Cachet. I love Cachet. I love that store, and I haven't been to it in a while, but I love the clothes in that store. And just build a rapport with sales associates that you vibe and you notice really care about their customers and their clients' needs. I mean, because if you're small talking and you're talking with certain customer, like if you're at a beauty counter and you're talking with the beauty consultant, then sometimes you can say, well, you know, this small talk, what other departments do you recommend? Is there a certain salesperson that I should talk to with a similar personality to yours that will really help me with my makeover? I mean, really, those people are there for you. It's like having your own stylist. That's their purpose, to advise you on the proper items that are for you during your makeover. Now, I'm not reading from notes. I'm just talking to you this morning, our early morning conversation regarding certain items. And the same thing with online relationships. And, oh, my God, the show is almost over. We have two minutes remaining. But I have tweeted and I have posted articles and links and tips on my Facebook pages and Twitter and Tumblr and LinkedIn this morning and so on. So it's important for us to, we'll talk about fashion on another show where we will talk about budgeting and wardrobe. This is about, you know, is it time for a makeover? Make an assessment. And even ask those that you trust, you know, if I got a makeover, what changes, if you were to make me over, what changes would you make, you know, or if you would go with me to get a makeover? Or, you know, like I said, sometimes you don't just make big drastic changes. We can make little baby steps, you know, changes. If it's just simply getting a haircut, or if it's simply getting a manicure or a pedicure, which I need a manicure and a pedicure, sometimes the makeover needs to start within, pertaining to our personalities and pertaining to our attitude and how we feel on the inside. And a lot of times when we get makeovers, we tend to feel a little better, you know, just get a little extra dose of confidence. Even the most confident people love it when something is added to their wardrobe, or they just, somebody might compliment you and say, well, you've done something different. You know, even makeovers even pertain to our health, our weight management. That's all part of our makeover. That's if you need to gain weight, because I've been there, or if you need to lose weight. But what's up? What's up? Have a beautiful weekend. The show is about to stop streaming live. So I will say goodbye right now to the live streaming. But you can listen to the show in its entirety at my profile, blogtalk.com radio, Culture Shock Entertainment, Beth. I'll continue sharing some tips, and then you can listen to the entire show at my profile. Thank you, and God bless. Okay, and there are other, and even your barber and your hairstylist, you know, most of us have pretty good, that person wouldn't be the person, you wouldn't be a repeat customer to your hairstylist or your barber if you didn't have a good rapport and didn't like their work. So it's good to talk with them also about places to shop for clothes, apparel, and maybe, you know, people that they, to ask about people that they network with. So it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg to get a makeover. You can just simply, because some people, you know, say, well, I know nothing about makeup. I know nothing about, some guys may say, well, I know nothing about skincare. I know nothing, I just do what I do. But it's not as hard as it appears. You just do your best to be you. You know, I know we're influenced and by others. And I want to look like him. I want to look like her. But just like when I was talking about earlier when it comes to being influenced by certain people but still maintain your original sound, you can still be influenced by the looks of others and buy items. But you can also customize certain things. You might buy a scarf that your favorite celebrity wear, but you can get that scarf, but then you can also wear that scarf your own way, maybe a little different than that favorite celebrity or wear his or her scarf, really. So that's just simple ways of, regardless of your budget, or regardless of the place where you shop, if it's high-end to economical to discount stores, we all can get makeovers and make over ourselves or seek the advice of the professionals. That's the reason why beauty advisors and beauty consultants and personal shoppers exist, and also a lot of people work for themselves also. That's why people exist. And then also your fashion-conscious friends, male friends and female friends, you know, hey, where do you advise I shop? Or, hey, one day I should tag along with you as you shop, you know, to find out. Because it's not only good to get makeovers and be a fashionista, but when you can get a good deal on certain items too, that's good. That's why I say, hey, experts and advisors are there for you. So that's their purpose. I know this because I have experience working in retail specialty stores and department stores and working freelance. So that's our purpose. And we love those that really love to serve their customers and love to make money. I mean, remember, we all want to make money. Love referrals. Love repeat customers. And so when you're good at advising people on makeovers and what to shop for regarding to beauty, grooming, and clothes, people will tell other people about you. So don't hesitate to talk to those people in those stores regarding your makeovers and seek their advice, because that's the reason why they are there. You know, the ones that are happy and really willing and want to help you. And because they're, like, very eager and glad to see you happy. So that's, you know, that's same for the, you know, for across the board, advice for ladies, kids, men, and when you're seeking good service for your pets in grooming and makeovers. Really read the articles in your favorite mags, and even in some mags that maybe you've never picked up. And so on. So I'm going to tweet some more and share more information on Twitter and Facebook, et cetera, YouTube, et cetera, and plus at my blog, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. www.culturesoundshock.wordpress.com. So I share more information at those spots. And then I thank you also for sharing information. And so I'll say this is part one on the discussion regarding makeovers. Is it time for a makeover? But it's almost summer. Unbelievable. Spring is almost over. But because I'm still spring cleaning. That's why I can't wait till I'm finished cleaning inside and outside, because I am rushing to get my manicure and my pedi. Oh, my God. You know, I'm a tomboy, but I love to be feminine, too. I love to be a girly girl. And so my inner princess and my outer princess, too, is just screaming to be pampered, honestly. So so you do that, really. Take care of yourself and do what you do. And if you feel you need a makeover, I think we all, even the most polished people, need makeovers. And then makeovers are, there's makeovers in your professional life, then there's makeovers in your personal life. You might only have 9-to-5 attire and only have a 9-to-5 look, but do you need a makeover when it comes to your leisure time? And vice versa. You might have your leisure look down pat, your casual look, but do you know you need to upgrade your professional look? Are your after-hour looks, like when you're invited to receptions and after-five events. You know, sometimes, so that's something that we'll discuss in the near future, about breaking down our wardrobes into different categories, from work casual to after-five, because it's also it's important to have a balance in your wardrobe. And also a budget also. So that's important, you know, your apparel plus your accessories. Yes. So I had a little technical difficulty. Phone was ringing and I was getting a little distracted. Okay, well, I'm back on track right now. So I thank you, and happy Friday to you and yours. And again, I will share more information regarding makeovers. And so don't hesitate to email me. Thank you for those who have created your user profile at Blog Talk Radio so you can direct message me. And also chat with me in the chat room. And Monday show would be the discussion again about opera. And the two divas that are traveling to L.A. in late June, later this month, you know, late June is here, are scheduled again to be guests to discuss, you know, what's been going on in their professional lives and their trip to L.A. regarding opera works. So Monday would be about, you know, opera and how it's important for us to be exposed to opera. And, again, Tuesday's Prince's birthday. And I think the Wednesday show is about surviving major breakups and divorces and going on with one's life, if it's to have a successful single life or to, you know, to make that decision to get back into a healthier, more viable relationship. So, again, I thank you for spending time with me. This show is a reality-based AM show where we discuss beauty, fashion, entertainment, sports, what's hot in current news. It's not a political show, but politics is important. I've been a political enthusiast since I was a young kid. Politics is involved in everything, all aspects, almost of our lives. I mean, it goes on the entertainment because part of entertainment, and the politicians are pretty entertaining also, even though politics is a serious business. Wow, that story with the Rep Wiener is something. I'm glad he didn't get in trouble because of a prank like that, you know, but I see he's even making a little light of it, but I'm glad that he didn't get in trouble because that's, you know, it would have been sad if he would have gotten in trouble. Just enjoy your day and enjoy the weekend. And again, thank you for spending time with me, and I love your messages and so on. I look forward to receiving more calls from you all in the near future. And I thank my friends who have co-hosted and who have called since the show began on March 21st. And I'm still amazed at the support that Culture Shock Entertainment Report is receiving. And so thank you as the show continues to develop. So God bless, and shout out to the Mavs, and shout out to the Heat. But, you know, hey, Mavs, you know what y'all got to do. Win that trophy, get that ring. But, yeah, so be good, and what's up? Have a fun weekend. God bless. I'll end the show with, because I'm keeping my word, I told you I'll play that P. Diddy song again. So I'm going to end the show with the Looking for Love song by P. Diddy featuring Usher. Just at the end, at the beginning, there's a little profanity, a little whatever, a little N-word. So I just want to warn you all, because I don't think this morning's show is rated as mature. It's rated for all ages. So if you don't want to hear a little bit at the beginning, turn it down and turn it back up. Okay, but thank you, and God bless, and I love you all, and I really appreciate you. You just make my morning. Okay, bye. God bless. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
This is a J.J. Black track man.
Earth, baby. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She says she's looking for love.
You know we have to do it again, right?
All the girls in the club.
Yeah, hey, back at it again. Back. Yeah.
She says she loves.
Come on. Yeah.
Love.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got me higher than a motherfucker. She got me flying in this motherfucker. Ready to dive in this motherfucker. Goddamn, she badder than a motherfucker. Yeah. Check. Let's make a movie. Two superstars.
Superstars.
Two big body coupes. Avatars.
Avatars.
The marriage niggas stay in the Econo Lodge. I stay in Louis bedspreads, camouflage. Let's go. Go.
She wants to find the things and all that she can't get from me. She even wants a lovely.
Reminiscing me and Biggie bringing blood.